From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. Pope Benedict XVI is one of few Catholic leaders who, in his Easter message, did not refer to the sex abuse crisis swirling around the Catholic Church. As NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome, other officials in the church are showing public support of the Pope.
Speaking from St. Peter's Square, the Pope said Easter brings a message of pardon, goodness, and truth to a suffering world. And in a significant departure from traditional ritual, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Sodano, made a stirring defense of Benedict. He said, "The faithful are all rallying around you and will not allow themselves to be influenced by what Sodano called the petty gossip of the moment." It was the latest sortie in an all-out defense of the Pope against what the Vatican newspaper today called a despicable campaign of defamation. But in rallying around Benedict, the Vatican has also angered abuse victims as well as Jewish leaders. Today, in a newspaper interview, the Pope's preacher apologized for his Good Friday sermon in which he compared the attacks on the Pope to anti-Semitism that led to the Holocaust. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Baghdad is still reeling after suicide attackers detonated three car bombs near embassies in the Iraqi capital today. At least 30 people are dead, and more than 220 are wounded. The bombings came 2 days after an execution-style attack by gunmen wearing Iraqi army uniforms. They killed 24 people, many believed to be anti-Al-Qaeda fighters. South Africa is hearing calls for both calm and revenge following the killing of a right-wing extremist. As NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports, the life of Eugene Terreblanche was marked by violence.
South Africa's police minister warned against mounting calls for revenge in the death of white supremacist Eugene Terreblanche, the once fiery founder of a semi-secret organization committed to an independent white state, was hacked to death on his farm by two black laborers aged 15 and 21. News reports Sunday said the men claimed Terreblanche threatened to kill them after refusing to pay their wages and that they killed him in self-defense. The suspects themselves called the police. For 3 decades, Terreblanche called for taking the country by force, but his support waned after a failed attempt in 1994 to take over a black homeland. Arrested numerous times, he was also convicted and served time for assaulting a gas station attendant. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is trying to build support in southern Afghanistan for an upcoming military push by U.S. and NATO forces. He says the drive into Taliban territory in Kandahar will only begin after thorough consultations with local tribal leaders. Most additional U.S. troops heading to Afghanistan will go to Kandahar for the planned offensive against Taliban forces. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens says he will decide soon on the timing of his retirement. He turns 90 this month. This is NPR. Major League Baseball's regular season opens tonight with one of baseball's biggest rivalries among the first games. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the Boston Red Sox will host the arch-rival and defending World Series champion, New York Yankees.
Each of the 18 games scheduled this season between the Red Sox and Yankees promises to be special, but tonight should stand out. There's the excitement of a new season, a matchup of pitching power. CC Sabathia starts for New York, Josh Beckett for Boston, and a first look at new faces. While he's not in tonight's lineup, new Red Sox pitcher John Lackey was the big free agent prize during the offseason. Boston also improved its defense by signing outfielder Mike Cameron and infielder Adrian Beltre. Two familiar Yankees are gone. Last year's World Series Most Valuable Player Hideki Matsui signed with the LA Angels, Johnny Damon with Detroit. Monday's full slate of opening day games includes the defending National League champion Philadelphia Phillies playing the Washington Nationals in D.C. President Obama is set to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Butler center Matt Howard could miss Monday night's NCAA championship game against Duke because of a head injury. Coach Brad Stevens says Howard is not practicing today after he hit his head on the floor in last night's game against Michigan State. Stevens says Howard's return will be a game-time decision. Howard is the team's best post player, averaging nearly 12 points and more than 5 rebounds. Floodwaters are continuing to recede in Rhode Island as residents clean up from devastating flooding. Forecasters are predicting the source, the Patuxent River, will fall below flood stage Sunday evening. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, Washington.